March 24. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, Colossians 3:15. It is only by inward peace we can be sure of God's perfect will, for without that peace you cannot find it, Hebrews 13:20, 21. When people do not know how to find God's will, they make many mistakes in their business, marriages and other plans in their lives, and they pay a heavy price in later years. See how necessary it is, therefore, to make sure that our peace is genuine and real, and not an imitation. It is the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ Himself that He gives to us. My peace I give unto you. My own peace. He Himself becomes our peace. He dies and rose again, that we may die to our old nature. Then only can our Lord Himself come and live in us by the power of His resurrection. Unless you are indwelt by the Lord Jesus Himself, you will not find that peace, for that peace does not depend upon Bible knowledge, nor upon any human qualification. He cannot live in us unless we are inwardly purified, cleansed and washed. Nobody can purify himself, by his own efforts. The Lord Jesus Christ undertakes to cleanse us from every inward defilement by his own blood. Then he says, "Let now your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid," John 14:27. His true peace will deliver you from all your fears, fear of the past, fear of the future, fear of the enemy, fear of diseases, fear of death, fear of war and other calamities, fear of men and fear of loneliness. All these fears are driven away when the Lord Jesus Christ comes inside. No human activity can take away all these fears. The scripture says, "Fear is torment, and that fear will make you restless and take away your sleep and hunger." No man can take away that fear. But the Lord can. He says, "Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." In Colossians 3:15, we read, "Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also ye are called in body." That peace will make you feel one with everybody else. No more Malayalis, no more Tamilians, no more Punjabis, no more rich, no more poor, no more white, no more black, no more Telugu, no more Compti. Or whatever it may be, all divisions go away. No man can do this. But in the Lord Jesus Christ, we can be perfectly one with everybody anywhere, everywhere. I have had the privilege to visit many countries. I have never felt a stranger in any country. I did not know the language, but I could feel one with those who love Christ. There was no question of difference amongst us. Only the Lord Jesus Christ can make us one like this. Further in the same verse Paul says, "Be ye thankful." Real peace will make you thankful. There will be a note of praise and thanksgiving all the time. Otherwise you are never satisfied. You begin the day murmuring and you end the day murmuring. Always something is wrong somewhere, either in the coffee, rice, rasam or food, or someone speaking about your head, nose, etc. The Lord can teach you to be thankful in everything, in all situations, circumstances and conditions, in life. We can thank God for His love, grace and mercy, for everything turns out for our good eventually.